6. The Authentic Sightseeing Tour. After returning from the safari in Mikumi National Park, which had deeply impressed and exhausted him at the same time, John Whitmore sat in his spacious apartment on the 13th floor of a modern high-rise building in Dar es Salaam. The tropical heat that filtered through the open window made the ocean shimmer in the distance, and the city at its feet pulsed like a living organism, full of life, movement, and history. But despite his weeks in Tanzania, the rhythm of this city had remained foreign to him. The safari had brought him closer to the wilderness of the country, but the soul of Dar es Salaam, this mixture of tradition and modernity, had remained closed to him until now. While reflecting on his time in Tanzania, he decided to get to know the city better. He grabbed his phone and called Esther, who had been an indispensable support to him in many ways on his journey. Her clear, melodious voice was immediately on the line. "Esther," Whitmore began kindly, "I'm back in town now, and I feel like I haven't really experienced Dar es Salaam yet. I'd love to learn more about the city, but I don't know exactly how best to go about it. Do you have a suggestion?" Esther did not hesitate for a moment. "Mr. Whitmore, I am very pleased that you want to explore the city. Nyumba Najua offers special sightseeing tours for such cases, and our driver can take you to all the major attractions. It's a perfect way to get to know the city and its different facets." "That sounds promising," Whitmore replied as he leaned back and mentally drove through the busy streets. "What are these places I would see on this tour?" "Well," Esther began, her voice gaining a lively tone, "you will see many interesting places. Sokoan Drive, for example, with its wide street that runs along the harbor and its elegant colonial buildings that provide a wonderful contrast to the city's liveliness. Then there's the football stadium, where the passion for the sport creates a very special atmosphere. You know, football is almost a religion here." Whitmore listened attentively while Esther enumerated the sights. "Mwenj Market is a must-see if you want to get a feel for everyday life in Dar es Salaam. There you will find authentic art, sculptures and paintings. Seaview and Cocoa Beach, on the other hand, offer a completely different side of the city, the quiet coastline where you can enjoy the sunset while the fishing boats slowly glide across the ocean." Whitmore smiled at the thought of such a peaceful scene. "That sounds wonderful," he said, "but what else is there?" "The National Museum is highly recommended, especially if you want to learn about the history of the country. And if you like it a little more exclusive, then the Yacht Club could be something for you. There you have a wonderful view of the harbor and the hustle and bustle of the sailboats." Whitmore was impressed by the variety of places he could discover on this tour. "That sounds like exactly what I was looking for," he finally said. "Please arrange for the driver to pick me up tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to getting to know the city in this way." "With pleasure, Mr. Whitmore," Esther replied kindly. "I will arrange everything. NNJ's driver will pick you up at your apartment tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I am sure you will experience Dar es Salaam in all its facets on this tour." The next morning, John Whitmore woke up early, refreshed and full of anticipation for the day. The soft first rays of sunlight fell through the wide open window of his apartment, and the sounds of the awakening city lying somewhere below him seemed like a quiet invitation. Today he would get to know Dar es Salaam, and not alone. His friend and boss, James Cartwright, who accompanied him on this sightseeing tour, had also expressed a desire to see more of the city, which had previously only been the background to their business appointments. As agreed, the driver from Nyumba Najua appeared punctually at 9 o'clock in front of the apartment building. Juma, the always polite and reliable driver, got out of the car and greeted the two gentlemen with a friendly smile. Whitmore nodded to him contentedly, glad to be able to count on Juma's safe driving again. They got into the air-conditioned car and left the building behind. "Good morning, Mr. Whitmore, Mr. Cartwright," said Juma, as he got behind the wheel. "I am happy to accompany you on this tour of Dar es Salaam. You will see places that few visitors ever explore." "That sounds exciting, Juma," Whitmore replied as he leaned back comfortably in his seat. "Esther promised us a great tour. The streets of the city began to come to life as they slowly drove through the center. First, Juma took them along Sokoan Drive, where the elegant mix of colonial buildings and modern structures offered a special contrast. The wide streets were lined with trees that provided shade, while the colorful markets and shops w.